The Bible gives us a survey, not a detailed account, and there's a lot of symbolism in the account, but the Bible gives us a survey of how evil got into the system, how the virus got into the computer. It's a perfect example today, I think. How does a virus get in there? And what does it do? It wreaks havoc in the whole program. It's been a bad thing in the whole industry. But that's how it happened in the human sense, that evil got into the system. How did it get there? The Bible gives us a sketchy statement about it, but it had to do with disobedience, ignoring God, and the whole world suffered because of it. So God brings the message that if you really recognize the need of His help, you can have it. But today, a lot of groups, I'm not going to make any identifications, I don't want to get sued for libel or bombed or anything else, but, I mean, there are people that would kill for their belief in not killing. I'm not going to get into that, but can you imagine the certain groups of people gathered about the tabernacle and lying on the sand prone and so forth because they're killing animals in there? You know what they're saying? We're good people. We don't need this. In fact, that's what the whole process of socialization is all about. In a way, people have spent so much time telling everybody they're animals in school, now they've got to prove that they're not. How do they do that? By doing good things. See, I'm not an animal. I gave work to that homeless fellow. I'm not an animal. I don't like them to cut the trees down. Evil is in the system. The sacrificial system that God ordained was to keep the people daily reminded that they're in a rotten system that needs help, and they need help. Now came Christ into the picture, who is the symbolic antitype or the fulfillment of the symbols of the tabernacle and the sacrifice, and He became the sacrifice. He also fulfilled the symbolism of the tabernacle, that is, that God has drawn near to man, to mankind, peoplekind. That's it. It's an illustration of the fact that God has entered the arena of evil in the world through Christ as His agent, who is an extension of His Spirit anyway. Christ enters the world that is corrupt and destructed by evil to change that. But now we don't have to have an altar and offer sacrifices of animals or anything else, because Christ is a sacrifice. But what we have is an inner sense of the need of Christ because of the presence of evil in the world. And that's with us all the time.